The second step is to consider who might be harmed by these hazards. Special consideration should be given to vulnerable groups such as expectant mothers, young people, and people with learning needs, as required by the Management of Health and Safety at Work Regulations 1999, MHSW. The third step is to evaluate the risks associated with the identified hazards. This involves assessing the likelihood and severity of harm that could result from each hazard.